Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items, with 13 weeks of disruption as work starts on a traffic shake-up and a nurse is struck off. But first, a caretaker is seriously injured at school.
A long-serving Norfolk school caretaker is in Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge after being severely injured in an incident. Roy Money was hurt while at Notre Dame High School in Norwich, where he has worked for 45 years. Details of the incident are sketchy at the moment, with police appealing for information to help their investigation. Meanwhile, the school issued a statement wishing the well-respected and longest-serving member of staff a full recovery as he undergoes treatment for a bleed on the brain. This newspaper understands that Mr. Money is in a stable condition.
Fears that the Brexit vote would impact negatively on the number of foreign tourists coming to the region have proved unfounded, with some signs that the opposite has in fact happened. Three local tourist bodies said the decrease in the value of the pound meant it was now cheaper to visit the country, and international visitors were taking advantage. Despite this, East Anglia tourism businesses and organisations said they were still firmly focused on encouraging people closer to home to visit the region. Visit East Anglia Executive Director Pete Waters said there was still plenty of anecdotal evidence to back claims that there was an increase in overseas visitors. He said, "While it was important to keep promoting the area in Europe, they still had to focus available resources on the local market." And Greg Munford, from Chairman of the Broads Tourism, said the local tourist market was still their primary concern. Visit Norwich Head of Tourism Nick Bond said it was reasonable to conclude that there had been an increase in inbound tourists, but cautioned that the long-term impact of Brexit on arrivals was still difficult to tell.
Shoppers at Tesco stores in Norwich will no longer be able to buy 5p plastic bags after the company removed them from shops in the city as part of a trial. People wanting to purchase a plastic bag for their shopping will instead have to buy an 8p or 10p bag for life. Norwich is just one of three cities where the short trial is happening. A spokesman for Tesco said, "We are carrying out a short trial in our Norwich stores to look at the impact on bag usage if we remove single-use carrier bags. In these stores, customers who need a bag can still buy a bag for life which they can reuse. Bags of Help, an initiative that distributes the bag levy money to community groups for their green projects, will continue in the city. Shoppers in the city centre welcome the move, with many thinking it would deter people from buying plastic bags."
Work in Cringleford, which is part of the multi-million pound Transport for Norwich project, will mean road closures, lane closures and temporary traffic lights for much of the summer. It started last Monday and will mean closures of Newmarket Road, Colney Lane and Intwood Road at various stages during the work. There will also be two-way traffic lights on Cringleford Bridge for 9 weeks and at the Newmarket Road and Intwood Road junction for 6 weeks. The work will see the priority system over Cringleford Bridge replaced with permanent traffic lights, new zebra crossings put up in place over Colney Lane and Newmarket Road in Cringleford, new lighting on the footbridge, and preparatory work for the introduction of a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit and traffic calming. Council bosses said that the work, once completed, would help to improve traffic flow on the Cringleford Bridge during peak times. They said it would improve safety for all road users and forms part of the Transport for Norwich project to make it easier for cyclists to get around the city. The scheme will cost £285,000, with the money coming from a combination of Cycle City Ambition Grant, Local Growth Fund and local developer contributions.
Television host Jake Humphrey is urging people to check their bodies for lumps after revealing his own cancer scare. The 38-year-old BT Sport presenter spoke about his experience at the launch of a new campaign aimed at tackling the disease today. He said a lump was found on his testicle earlier this year after he went to the doctor to complain about pain he was having. "I was quite nervous about going to the doctor because I'm naturally a bit of a hypochondriac," Mr. Humphrey said. "But I knew that if it is going to be a bad diagnosis, the earlier it is found, the better." The father of two, who lives in Norwich, said that he was only made aware that a lump had been found when he read his GP's notes. Mr. Humphrey said the lump was found to be non-cancerous and was instead due to a calcium build-up. But he is now urging others to check their bodies regularly and visit their GP if they find an abnormality. He made the comments at the launch of Cancer Research's Stand Up to Cancer campaign in London, which he is supporting.
A nurse who picked food up off the floor and shoved it into a patient's face while demanding, "How do you like it?" has been struck off from the profession. Larissa Drabble, who previously worked in Helsden Hospital in Norwich, was suspended in May last year by the Nursing and Midwifery Council. But now the suspension has been reviewed and Drabble was banned for good after showing a lack of engagement in the disciplinary process.
Following a nationwide community appeal to mark Anglian's 50th anniversary, Chatterbox was selected by a panel of judges as one of 50 worthy causes of support. The charity requested a new door for its Peterson House headquarters on King Street. Established in 1978 as one of the first talking newspapers, Francis Pierce, administration officer at Chatterbox, said, "We are thrilled with the front door installed by Anglian. In replacing the old, drafty wooden door, it fits in perfectly with the street scene, has made the building safer and more secure, and created more comfortable working conditions for our volunteers." And now for Information Desk.